This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers took a big step toward rewriting the state's labor rules this afternoon. The Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill that would make it easier for unions to start charging all employees in a workplace for the cost of representing them. Republicans spent hours today speaking against the measure. Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen said changing the state's labor laws will take away workers' freedom of choice.
You pay the union dues whether you want the union representation or not. That's what a union state looks like. That's what this bill wants to turn our state into.
Colorado is the only state to require two organizational votes, one to form a union and a second to collect fees for representing workers. Democrats say the vote is an unnecessary hurdle that discourages unionization. Republicans say it keeps the state competitive. In Colorado, therapists will soon be able to offer psilocybin treatments to their patients through places like healing centers. Joe Schacht is the co-director of the Division of Addiction Science Research and Prevention at CU Anschutz. He says this new form of treatment might also help scientists understand how people deal with addictive tendencies.
The thing that we're excited about in our field is the potential to partner with some of those healing centers to study folks who are using psilocybin and understand whether it affects things like how much they drink or how depressed or anxious they feel after acute use of the drug.
Schacht and his team study how different prescribed drugs and treatments affect people's habits like drinking and drug usage. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.